Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. Everybody saw the clip of that Fox News host right after Donald Trump met with Vladimir Putin in Alaska, right? The Fox News host, the blonde lady, was standing there wide-eyed saying she was very confused and the vibes in that room were off. Now we are getting more reporting saying that Caroline Leavitt herself was quite shaken up after the meeting, that, again, the vibe in the room was very off-kilter, and that when they walked out, Trump and Vladimir Putin, for what was supposed to be a joint press conference, Putin actually began speaking first, which caused all of the press to throw their headsets on and shuffle to get their stuff together. Putin spoke for about 6 minutes, then Trump got the second word. In his home country of America, Trump got the second word, and he only spoke for about 2 to 3 minutes and praised Vladimir Putin. All of this is to say, whatever happened in that closed-door meeting still isn't available to the public, but people seemed shaken. We have no time to waste, so let's start off with this clip. It reads, MSNBC host says Caroline Leavitt looked ashen after Putin meeting, and then we'll go from there.
Can I ask you very quickly before we have to go to break, a lot of the press corps that was there, they reported in the minutes and hours after the presser that they saw members of the administration like Caroline Leavitt look ashen.
Yes.
Almost frightened after what they had seen behind closed doors. What did that indicate to you?
Well, first, we should all be glad that we did not go to Alaska, because I was in Helsinki with you and I was in Geneva when President Biden met. They traveled a long ways for nothing in return, those journalists, right? But that suggests to me that this was a bigger disaster than they're leading on. To your point, they're trying to spin it, although they're not even trying to spin it. That's a really interesting thing. When I worked at the White House and we would have meetings like this, I was the SAO, the senior administration official, that would call up journalists, that would call the New York Times to say, this is what was discussed, to push it this way. They're not even attempting to do that because they know they don't have anything to work with.
The Trump administration is barely trying to spin. Again, I made a video about Fox News right after this presser happened. They didn't have enough time to spin and craft their talking points, so they were all just kind of shaken. Then as the night went on, of course, we have Trump sycophants going on and just praising him relentlessly. But it gets worse. Here's another video that was taken in Anchorage, Alaska, directly after the meeting, directly after Trump departed and said there was no agreement.
What struck me, Jen, in particular, was really just the looks on the faces of a lot of the American delegation here. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, Steve Witkoff, who came into the room, then left quickly, then came back in. Leavitt appeared to be a bit stressed out, anxious. Their eyes were wide, almost ashen at times. Those were some of the sort of images that are will stick with me as we leave here. This was not the way the president likes to do things. He likes to be the producer of this presidency. He got that in the first half of the day, but when he was behind closed doors with Vladimir Putin, it looks like he didn't come away with anything that he claimed he wanted. He said he'd go home unhappy if there was no ceasefire. They didn't declare one here today.
I'm going to tell you why I think Caroline Leavitt was ashen or shaken or wide-eyed. But first, I was really furious this morning. Can I explain to you guys why I was so furious this morning? It's because I replied to a J.D. Vance tweet, and I essentially took the bait in one way or another. So J.D. Vance reposted yesterday Donald Trump saying a great and very successful day in Alaska. The meeting with Putin of Russia went very well, blah, blah, blah. So I responded and said, Trump said to Fox News on the way to Alaska that he, quote, won't be happy if he doesn't get a ceasefire. This is true. He got no ceasefire, no concessions, and is now still touting this as a win, with you applauding harder than he applauded Putin on the red carpet our troops laid down. J.D. Vance, your administration is ruining our country by constantly moving the goalposts and gaslighting the American people. What happened to ending the war on day one? You don't know what got me mad. This is a factual, normal response. All of the Trump supporters in the replies, I know that they are absolute idiots, but they pissed me off so much. They said, thank God you're not negotiating. Someone said, if it's progress towards peace, it's a win. How hard is it for you retards to comprehend that? Lord have mercy. Do words mean nothing anymore? Does peace mean absolutely nothing? Donald Trump was standing next to Vladimir Putin, who has no intention of peace. He welcomed Putin into our country while Putin was launching drone strikes against Ukraine. When they say this is what diplomacy and negotiation looks like, it's not. Trump has ceded any leverage we have. Trump has placated Putin at every turn, and this is not diplomacy. This is embarrassment. I mean, to continue, look at Steve Witkoff on CNN not long after, just making no sense. So he talks about Trump and Putin talking about Article 5, which is a NATO rule. Remember, Ukraine's not in NATO. Putin's definitely not in NATO. Article 5 is a NATO rule that says if one country is attacked, all countries are attacked and must respond. But apparently, Steve Witkoff got confused and said that Trump and Putin were talking about this. What's happening here?
So President Trump called this an extremely productive meeting and said many points were agreed to. You were in the room. Can you give us two specific points that were agreed to?
We agreed, Jake. First of all, thank you for having me and good morning. We agreed to robust security guarantees that I would describe as game changing. We didn't think that we were anywhere close to agreeing to Article 5 protection from the United States, in legislative enshrinement within the Russian Federation, not to go after any other territory when the peace deal is codified, legislative enshrinement.
Sometimes I can't tell if I'm dumb or they're dumb. He's telling me that Vladimir Putin agreed to security guarantees for Ukraine, the country that he's actively been invading for over a decade. This did not happen. If it did, Putin was manipulating Trump just like he did throughout the entire meeting. I mean, Trump went on Fox News after the fact and said, listen, Putin told me the election was rigged. Putin told me he wouldn't have started this war. Putin told me I'm the best and that I smell absolutely great. Like, Trump was just sitting there salivating. I do not buy Vladimir Putin. It's not about buying it. This is antithetical to everything Putin believes in. Putin does not believe in international law or global rule or like alliances that allow protection. Putin doesn't even think NATO should exist or Ukraine should exist or probably the West should exist at all. He wants a Russian empire. The idea that Putin agreed to security guarantees is batshit crazy, but Steve Witkoff then doubles down when confronted. Let's take a look.
Mentioned the Article 5 guarantee of NATO. An attack on one and it's an attack on all. Russia would allow that to happen, that any further incursions into Ukraine, Russia would understand would be seen as an attack on all NATO members?
No, Jake, that's not what I said. What I said is that we got to an agreement that the United States and other European nations could effectively offer Article 5-like language to cover a security guarantee. So Putin has said that a red flag is NATO admission.
Right.
And so what we were discussing was assuming that that held, assuming that the Ukrainians could agree to that and could live with that, and everything is going to be about what the Ukrainians can live with.
And here's the nuanced take here. I have said, before Trump even took office, I've said for years that the best way to end this war is through arming Ukraine and through security guarantees. Now, Trump has effed around, taken arms away from Ukraine, stopped sharing intelligence over the past 6 months. But if this is something that Ukraine actually was able to achieve, which is a security guarantee from European countries and the United States, that would be a massive win. Now, I wouldn't really credit Trump. I also would say that Putin is likely to break any guarantee he agrees with, but that is a step in the right direction, any security guarantees. Now, right after this clip, Steve Witkoff then is asked, what concession is Russia making? And he says, Russia's making the concession of not taking over all of Ukraine, which is an evil, dog shit answer. This entire situation pisses me off because a lot of Americans don't seem to understand, a lot of Trump supporters don't seem to understand how to achieve peace or who wants peace in this situation. So when Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin posted a photo of themselves standing there, and it said in the background, peace or whatever the hell, I posted that on my story and I said, this is disgusting. And all my MAGA friends said, what do you have against peace, Adam? Why are you anti-peace? And I said, you guys are just so dumb. I'm not anti-peace. I'm pointing out that the guy in this photo, Putin, and Trump as well, but Putin is the opposite of someone who wants peace. He has launched this invasion. He does not care about agreements or peace deals or ceasefires. He will tear that up as quickly as you can say the word ceasefire. So Trump has a fundamental misunderstanding of how this works. It seems like his entire envoy does too. And the last point that I want to make here is that there's a reason why Caroline Leavitt must have been shaken. There's a reason why the vibes were so off kilter in that room. And it's because Trump got absolutely rolled by Putin in this meeting. Donald Trump got manipulated. Donald Trump got flattered. And I'm sure it was very, very off-putting for the officials in his administration to see how easily Trump can be manipulated through flattery. That is easily one of the most dangerous pieces of Trump, is that flattery can manipulate him in such a simple way. As this entire saga goes on, we need to approach this with a lot of moral clarity. A lot of Democratic leaders in the party have been weak on Ukraine, so here's what we need to do. We need to arm Ukraine, give them leverage, and show Putin that we will slow bleed Russia until he stops invading other countries. That's the only way. It is the only way to not create a structure where Putin reinvades in the next 5 years. If you want peace long term, which we all do, everybody wants peace, but we all differ on how to get there. If you want peace long term, Ukraine needs security guarantees long term that can allow it peace. Finally, the Article 5 thing makes zero sense to me because Vladimir Putin hates NATO. He does not want Ukraine to join NATO. So why would he allow Ukraine to have the strongest aspect of NATO, which is the shared protection? Unless he has a short-term plan, like a 3 to 5 year plan to sign this and then immediately reinvade under the next administration. I wouldn't put it past Putin. In fact, that's one of their strategies, to launch an invasion, pause that invasion, and reinvade later down the road. I'm going to continue to make videos about this with a lot of moral clarity because that's what we need at this time. But if you appreciate the videos we make, if you appreciate what we do, make sure you drop a like, subscribe on the Adam Ockler channel below, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nope.